in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And it's a football Wednesday. Vic Carucci with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Okay, we broke the string of days of transactions. Nothing to report, at least right now. Maybe something will happen in the course of this hour. But right now, nothing new in the way of transactions, but still so much to talk about with this team and with the moves that have been made. So Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, will be with me to do that. We'll also continue our series of introducing you to new Browns assistant coaches. Joe Cullen is the new defensive line coach. He's not new to football by any means. 23 years of coaching experience. Spent the last three seasons with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Has also coached for the Detroit Lions. So this is his third NFL stop. And he coaches the D-line for the Browns. And you will hear from him on this show and get to know a little bit about what he's all about. Extensive collegiate coaching career as well. And we're going to take you into the locker room. We do this, of course, when players are around the building, and that's what we have right now this week for sure, these next couple of weeks and on into the off season, as players are part of the voluntary program that's going on. Then you get into a mini camp, you get them on the field in a couple of weeks, but right now it's classroom and it's training, but they're available. So Jameer Howerton sits down today with Chris Obanaya. And he's interesting because for a lot of reasons. One is he's been a player that I think has done a solid job since he's been on this team the last couple of seasons, but the Browns signed him to a contract extension, which says a lot about a guy who was not part of this current regime. These people running this football team now inherited Chris Obanaya. They've inherited a lot of other players, but a player who they decided to retain. They've decided not to retain some other guys, but it tells you a lot about Obanaya, which I think is about his blitz pickup skill, his ability to catch passes. There's a smoothness with which he does that. And I think he can be a change-up option for Trent Richardson. I don't know how much you'll see him carry the football, but on a team that at this point doesn't really look in this offense, doesn't really define a true big classic blocking fullback, that role, doesn't really have that. We know it's not Owen Marisic. That's not his thing. He's more transitioned into a tight end H-back kind of existence. So the fullback per se is really a role right now that this team entrusts to Chris Obanaya, but still calling him a running back because, again, of his skill in picking up blitzes. It's that dimension that this team needs and values because the blitz is the thing. The blitz is what you're going to see quite a bit in every game, and you're going to particularly see it in this division from teams that are very aggressive at getting after the quarterback, and the Browns are one of those teams too. So you'll hear from him. We hear from you. Your calls. You can call us, by the way, via the voicemail line of 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. We air those and respond to those. But also, in more popular ways of getting a hold of us, at least based on the way you guys handle it, is our official Browns Facebook Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, which is at Browns_Daily. My Twitter page, which is at VICCARUCCI, and appreciate the fact that you come to us that way. And email, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Jim, Facebook. Jim's not a happy guy. He says, I'm extremely disappointed in the signings made by the Browns to date. We spent a ton of cash on Paul Kruger, and the Ravens replace him with the best young pass rusher in the league in Elvis Dumervil. Give me top-notch talent, and I'll get excited. Lose Phil Dawson and end up probably spending a fifth-round draft pick on a kicker who will probably miss a critical kick and lose a game. Wow, that's presuming a lot there, Jim. Wow. And he basically goes on to say that the front office is rebuilding. He said, don't let them fool you. And then he says, we'll be doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. Well, you could take that dim view, Jim. You're entitled to do that, obviously, and I air that because, again, I'm not reserving this time for just positive comments. We do get those, though, too. But in your case, I'm not agreeing with the premise that Paul Kruger is not a top-notch talent. I think it made sense to bring him here. Why can't Kruger be as much of a pass-rushing, game-changing force that the Ravens expect Elvis Dumervil to be? Why do you assume he's not an upgrade to that position, to that role that this team has, having a dominant type of pass rusher, which I think he can be, and clearly, yes, they spent a lot of money on him, and they overspent in free agency on him, as other teams overspend on players. But when I say overspend, you won't think about the spending when you see if the guy produces the way they expect him to. And I'd be of a mind to expect him to produce. I'm happy he's here. I applaud the Ravens for getting Dumervil, and they've made some other moves, but they've been hit hard. And I think the Browns have done more in a positive direction just based on what this offseason has been about. But they're not the defending Super Bowl champs, so it's a different story when you're the defending champs. And as far as the kicking game goes, and we know they bring in a kicker who right now has no NFL experience, very limited collegiate experience. We know about that. And again, with that role, Brandon Bugatti, he's a guy who, like any kicker, I mean, if you like what you see in tryouts, if you like what you see in how he kicks the football when you witness it, and now that's not doing it in a game, it's not doing it under the pressure with a crowd and whatever, there's a lot that he has to show there, but it starts that way. That's how kickers get started. That's how Phil Dawson got started. You often start at ground zero. You don't necessarily, a model that's in stone. You can bring in a more experienced kicker, and I'm not ruling out that this team adds at least one more guy at that position. I'm pretty sure they will. I don't know if it's two. I don't know if they'll have three guys kicking in camp, but they're going to have at least two. That's pretty standard. You always want that other leg. And I'm also not saying that they've given the job to Bogota as far as because he was the first guy signed, but he is the first guy signed, and they think enough of him to give him a shot, the former Georgia kicker. So we'll see. We'll see how that pans out. But your negative thoughts on everything, I don't know that they encapsulate an accurate view. It's a dim view, but I don't know why you assume that what the Browns have done in terms of additions, especially the Kruger addition, that it's necessarily a bad thing. And John, just to kind of balance this out, John from Facebook says, 60 guys attended a voluntary workout, exclamation point. It sounds like the players are excited. This can only be good. John, I think it is exciting in the building to spend the last few days just seeing all these guys there and interacting and looking like they just want to be a part of this. I had a nice little conversation with Ataba Rubin today. He's fired up. He is fired up about what he sees around him and the coaching interaction, the teammate interaction. It's still that first day of school feel of things, or first week of school feel by now. And there's newness and excitement over that. And eventually that stuff wears off and tapers into just the work of football. And we'll get into hearing more about that on this show. Joe Cullen, we'll ask him about how this off-season program looks from a coach's perspective. And we'll also, and I'll talk about it with Jim Donovan, obviously, and you'll hear Chris Obanaya touch upon it as well, the player perspective of getting this all started. So in a couple of minutes, the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, joins us on the home of the Browns. It'll officially be a radio home May 1st, along with CBS Radio as well. That's coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Rome.
Drives down the lane.
March is different. Why? That's why. So get some Bud Lights and hold on. There's no rationality, predictability, and monotony in March. Nope, there's none of this. But a whole lot of this.
Game's on the line. 3, 2, 1.
And people get go-zone like...
What? Oh, no!
Yeah, because March breaks more hearts than February and fools more people than April. And for 31 days, it gets... March is nuts, but it's amazing. And we're all fans. Your best friend? Your pool cleaner? Aunt Shirley.
Woo-woo!
Anyone willing to travel halfway across the country, a giant cardboard face poster in one hand, Bud Light in the other. Only in March. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. Never run with scissors, unless you're a tardy barber. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
And now here's traffic.
The streets are jammed. I've never seen anything like it.
Where do you suppose these drivers are going?
It looks like, yes, it's a BP station.
Drivers are excited about new BP driver rewards. When they sign up, they receive an instant 10 cents per gallon reward. With every second fill up, they keep earning and saving 5 cents per gallon. Pick up a BP driver rewards brochure at BP to join now. Up to 20 gallons, terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details.
Football Wednesday, Vic Carucci with you. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans, unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is brought to you proudly by Quaker Steak and Lube. Jim Donovan is the voice of the Browns and a regular here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Lots going on, Jim. Let's start with the Colt McCoy story.
Right.
The trade that sends him to San Francisco closes an interesting chapter for him with the Browns. A popular player, though, who who never got the traction that I think a lot of people were hoping he'd get, and were probably disappointed that he leaves here having not ever gotten it.
Very, very popular player, and I think because of the person he is, not so much Vic as the player that he was, but really the person that he was. And I think anybody that met him, you just melt with him because he was a great guy. Nobody ever had a bad thing to say about Colt McCoy. I think in taking a look at the trade and when it happened, and I was very surprised that it happened. We had talked, you know, about this in our lead up to what has happened with the trade, but I wondered, was there a market for him? Yep. And if there was going to be a market, when was it going to come about? I thought maybe training camp, certainly during the preseason, if at all.
Yeah.
And here we are, you know, at the end of March and beginning of April, and the trade is accomplished. I think it's a win-win. And I'm not just spreading vanilla frosting on this. I really do. I think it's a win-win. I think it's a win for him, because it's a new location.
Yep.
And I think certainly with the signing of Jason Campbell last week, it certainly signified to Colt McCoy and everybody that the Browns' quarterback picture had really come much more into focus, that it was Whedon and it's Campbell,
yep,
and that Colt McCoy probably needed a new home. So I think it's a win for him that he goes to a place, and yeah, it's a winning team, and it's a new location for him. And I think it's a win for them that they were able to drag out two draft choices and significantly kind of move up with the fifth-round pick compared to what that sixth-round pick that they had and gave to San Francisco. They move up like nine spots and then they get a seventh round. So I think a win-win.
More draft capital. You need that. And frankly, everyone knew Colt McCoy became an expendable guy for the Browns.
Sure.
So to just pull off a deal where you got something for him is, as you call it, a win. I think it's substantial because, really, if you were the 49ers or any team, you could have waited and see, okay, just let the Browns cut him,
right,
because we figured that would be inevitable. But for the 49ers part, they're saying, okay, he goes through a waiver system, we might not have a crack at him.
Yeah, from where they would be in a waiver situation. The other situation there too, Vic, is I think teams all of a sudden saw that this quarterback position in free agency and in the offseason was becoming a very fluid one. I mean, people were really starting to move with quarterbacks and even as backups. I mean, even to solidify their backup situation. So I think San Francisco said, hey, let's make the deal right now. The Colt McCoy years here, not many, there's no question about it, and 21 starts, I think, is what he ends with. Really a fascinating time, though. I mean, in his rookie year, he came out of nowhere when he was not supposed to play at all that year, but DeLome had a high ankle, Wallace had a high ankle, and suddenly McCoy plays, and then he ended up with a high ankle sprain too. But he played pretty well, and then got the job his second year, and then as things went on, I think that they got their answer that he was not the answer as the starting quarterback. And then, of course, a very difficult year for him last year to sit and watch. This is a guy that played for his dad in high school and always played at the University of Texas, and it was hard for him to sit.
Yeah, I think I go back to the anecdote of that rookie season in 2010 when the team was the night before that game at Pittsburgh, where he got up in front of the team and knew he was going to be starting and gave that sense of, you know, we're good. I'm gonna lead this team, and I'm gonna do. And a lot of guys were kind of rolling their eyes. The veteran players, like, who's this rookie? Kind of think he is getting up there, sounding like he's all confident, and we're gonna get the job done. But there were others who on the team who were impressed, who liked what they saw. I remember Eric Steinbach, among others, talking about it with me that particular year when I came in to do a piece about him, about McCoy, and hearing that feedback from other players that they saw something in him. But I think what ultimately happened, Jim, he showed some good things. Obviously, those New England and New Orleans games, that Pittsburgh game was a good one, too.
Yeah, I mean, remember that now, Vic, after the hours after that speech that you're talking about. He goes out at Heinz Field in his first game, and the Steelers are loaded, okay? And they're at Heinz Field. They never had a false start. He never had to call a timeout because he didn't get the play in.
Yeah.
He was incredibly mature to go in that situation in his first start. He goes down to New Orleans and wins, beats the defending Super Bowl champs. He rolls over the Patriots that day.
Yeah.
I mean, he really played very, very well. He actually played very well against the Jets in the game that they lost in overtime.
Right.
He had them on their way to a winning drive, a field goal drive potentially, if Chancey Stuckey had not fumbled in overtime.
Turnover,
It was amazing how he came out of the gate.
So that went over a lot of people, but I also think it gave a little bit of a false read on the sustainability, because I think the issues that ended up following were those of arm strength, those of, he could move around to try to find some lanes, but for the most part, I think as defenses figured out what he would be doing, the point-counterpoint was that he couldn't have a counter to those points. And I think he struggled because of it.
Yeah.
And that's when the realization, when Pat Shurmur and the new coaching staff came in, they said, look, if we're going to run this type of West Coast attack, we've got to have the bigger guy and we've got to have the bigger arm.
Yeah, once he got on tape, once they had some film on him, you're right.
Yeah.
He likes to bootleg out of there. He's gonna bail out of the pocket.
Yeah.
He never trusted the pocket. You know, they wanted him to try and trust it. He was very uncomfortable. A lot of young quarterbacks do this. He's not alone in this. It's a mortal sin, and they learn it, you hope. But it was difficult to decipher if he was going to learn it. He bailed out a lot, and he rolled out, and he paid for that once he got on tape, because people just shot people out into that lane that you're talking about and took it away from him, and then the arm was exposed because it had to be all arm.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
He couldn't step into throws.
Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So we look at the quarterback picture now. It's Brandon Whedon. It's Jason Campbell. It's Brandon Whedon with the edge, clearly. I mean, he's not handed the job, but I think the expectation is that he'll be the one to get the job unless there is a colossal breakdown.
Yeah, and if there's a colossal breakdown, then I think everybody, you know, will have a furrowed brow, as we would say about that. I think Campbell, in his meeting with the media over the telephone last week after the deal was done, was perfect with what he said.
Yeah.
You know, nothing's been promised to me. I know I can play. I'd like to come here and compete, but if I have to be the backup here, I'll be a good backup, and I will assist Brandon Whedon as much as I can and help him along. That's a good quarterback room. That's a good start to that, too. If I'm Whedon, though, I don't let any grass grow under my feet, and I think Brandon realizes this, that, you know, that it's going to be a much different situation for him coming into this training camp.
Yeah, he has to have a sense of urgency,
right.
And you can only read what you can read, but I see the guy in the building these last few days. As the offseason program begins, I see a look of determination. I see a seriousness about him. I've talked with some other people around, and they can see it in him as well. But the proof's going to be what he shows on the field from all of that attitude. The attitude being a good attitude,
right.
That, hey, I don't have anything promised to me. I've got to win some people over.
Yeah. You know the thing, Vic, I was thinking about this, and it certainly is apropos to the way Whedon played last year and a little bit to the way McCoy played. Young quarterbacks can move the football at times in the NFL in between the 30s. They really can. Whedon did it last year. He would be, you know, he had great throws, and he'd get down to that 30-yard line of the opposing team. And when that field shrinks, that's when you can find out if the quarterback is really going to be worth his salt in the NFL. And McCoy was the same way. He could run around. He could make some plays. But when the field shrunk and there were no running lanes and things like that, you know, and he could not get them into the end zone. Now, Dawson could bail a lot of them out with threes, but you need touchdowns. And that would be the thing I think Whedon really has to work on, is once that field shrinks and the throw has to be perfect and it's got to be on time, can you do it? Can you see it? And can you make the throw? We know he's got the powerful arm, but can he get it there? And that's the next step, I think.
The offseason program began this week. It's as much about, it's mostly right now, about physical conditioning. This is really Brad Rohl's show, the new strength and conditioning coach of the Browns, who is working with all these players, and you see him. I mean, it's a micromanagement gym in the building where he is talking with each player individually in these perpetual motion. I haven't seen the guy sit down. In fact, every time I see Brad in there, he's either standing up around these players, guiding them through their lifting or whatever they do in the weight room, and then at lunchtime. And this is really the scene that I think captures a lot. Everybody's congregated in this cafeteria. There's a new food service that everybody's in love with. It's a lot of healthier choices, more choices than had been previously available. But the point I'm making with that is, they're in there eating their lunch and not taking, because they're not available, those to-go styrofoam deals. They're sitting, it's intentional. They got the plates, they sit at their tables, and they sit together and talk together. Brad Rohl makes his rounds. I mean, he's visiting every single table. I see Coach Chudzinski doing the same thing, again, making rounds. Players sitting with other players, getting to know each other, a lot of new faces on this team. But in the case of the coaches, and especially Rohl, I mean, he's monitoring everything. He's standing, you know, and this is a good thing. He's watching who's going for the brownies and the chocolate chips, because they're still there versus the fruit, too.
Yeah. I would imagine, Vic, with the situation being what it is, everybody's in the same boat right now.
Yeah.
I mean, there are veteran guys with how many years they've played in the league, but how many years have they played here?
Right.
You know, I thought last year there was you spoke about Colt McCoy giving that speech before the Pittsburgh game in his first start, but I thought there was a little bit of an uncomfortable situation, too, last year with the team, in that you had two very high draft choices, Richardson and Whedon, and they were trying to take on, you know, an awful lot on their plate in the way of leadership when they really had enough on their plate to learn
how to play
the NFL game. Yeah. So I think that everybody being in the same boat, I think it's a good thing right now, because, and, you know, coaching staff included. I mean, this is all new right now for everybody.
No, that's such a great point, and you see it, and I think what's been fun is to see it evolve before your eyes. Just sort of see all this interaction, and you know you don't listen to the conversations, but you can sense what they're about. And when you see North Turner and Scott Turner sitting with Brandon Whedon, okay, that's a good conversation. And then Jason Campbell's talking. You look around the room, and you see the different players involved in these discussions, and Paul Kruger is talking with Jordan Cameron,
right.
just shaking hands. Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
I mean, these are important steps of chemistry building, and I like your point. Who's going to lead this team?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to probably be you still want it to be your quarterback for sure. And I know Trent Richardson fashions himself as someone in a position of, hey, I came off those national championship teams. I'm here to do everything I can to make this team a winner, but I still think it's happening. Got to happen at a little more of an experience level.
Yeah, you know, I think to our listeners out there, these avid Browns fans who tune in every night, I think they're happy to hear that Norv Turner and Brandon Whedon are together, and we should probably extend that and say, hopefully they're together so much so that they're watching Dancing with the Stars every night too, spending that much time with each other, because I think that Brandon Whedon with Norv Turner and his head coach, who I think is a brilliant offensive mind, and Rob Chudzinski too, I think that is a good thing.
Lots of quarterback movement beyond Colt McCoy that we've seen over the last few days, several days. And the dominoes shift now with, of course, Buffalo getting Kevin Cobb from Arizona. Now it's Carson Palmer in Arizona from Oakland, and it's Matt Flynn in Oakland from Seattle. All of those teams were heavy in that discussion of who might draft a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder how much it changes that, how much it changes the whole complexion of the draft. My sense is that this is a good thing for the Browns. I just keep coming back to if quarterbacks are still on the board one way or another, because they always influence a draft, maybe teams, you know, A, it's not to say any of these teams that have gotten a veteran quarterback wouldn't necessarily still draft one, but
mm-hmm.
B, I think the options for that sixth pick or a trade down,
still,
or a trade up, whatever, are immense.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And I'm wondering, too, if there's so much movement with quarterbacks, and it's been really a lot of movement, folks. If there's so much movement, is it a bit of an indictment on the quarterback class who's coming into this year's draft?
Yeah, could be.
You know, if they're saying, hey, listen, you know, last year was the year to get them. You know, let's not force it. Maybe they're just not here this year, or at least at that level, you know, in the first round.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, you know, it opens the field for the Browns to take phone calls, make phone calls, and maybe the end result make a deal somewhere if they're not happy with what they have, or if they want to go down, or as you said, boy, if they want to go up, or if they want to do something to try and get back into that second round,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I know that they don't have that right now. They're naked in that second round without a pick. It will be very interesting to see, but I have never seen a week period of 10 days where so much has been done with the quarterback position. And big names.
Big names.
Big names.
Yeah,
I mean, gosh.
Jim, thank you so much, and we'll do this again next week.
Vic, good to be with you.
He is Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Happy high-priced books in the month of April. A perfect fit. When there's a world of new and used books on any subject, records, CDs, movies, games, and almost everything is half-price or less, besides the old tax return, April definitely calls for a return to your neighborhood half-price books. Just think about what's happening in April. Jazz Appreciation Month and Record Store Day. Half-Price Books has tons of vinyl, CD box sets, biographies of your favorite artists. It's also Confederate History Month, an amazing selection for every history buff. Earth Day, and just think how much Half-Price Books has helped the environment by making great books we've enjoyed available to others. It's also Financial Literacy Month, so hurry to your neighborhood Half-Price Books and learn just how much you can save on what you love to read, watch, or listen to. Half-Price Books in North Homestead, Mayfield Heights, and Metter. To find out more about the store nearest you, visit halfpricebooks.com.
It's MTB's $24.99 Ready to Roll Oil Change. That means all the extras at no extra charge. Listen to what you get for just $24.99. Up to 6 quarts of Valvoline oil, a brand new filter, and free disposal of your old oil. Plus, we'll rotate your tires and reset your air pressure sensors. Then we'll check your battery, brakes, belts, and hoses, and top off your fluid. The savings are incredible. For just $24.99, you get it all. Valvoline oil, a brand new filter, and free disposal of your old oil. Plus, we'll rotate your tires and reset your sensors. Then we'll check your battery, brakes, belts, and hoses, and top off your fluid. Why would you change your oil anywhere else? At MTB, you're ready to roll. Drive in or schedule service at MTB.com. Local and state mandated tax and disposal fees extra. See store for details.
Indians baseball is back for another exciting season on Sports Time Ohio, featuring an exciting new lineup on the field coupled with the new energy of Fox Sports on the network. Join Rick Manning and Matt Underwood for 159 televised games this season at the same TV channel location as always. Same Sports Time Ohio with an added dose of Fox Sports attitude. Tonight at 6:30, Carlos Santana and the Indians take on the Blue Jays live from Toronto, exclusively on Sports Time Ohio.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, thanking you for hanging out with us on this Football Wednesday. One of the things we love to do on this show is take you inside the locker room. Our own Jameer Howerton goes there to talk with players, and today with players in the building as part of off-season program, that's a good topic to start with. And a guy, as I mentioned at the top of the show, who has really become an interesting piece to this offensive puzzle of the Browns is running back Chris Obanaya, recently signed to an extension by the Browns. So, Jameer Howerton sat down with him to get some thoughts from Chris Obanaya. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Chris, there's a lot of excitement in the air, and to be re-signed to the Browns during this year's free agency period, what did that mean to you to remain a Brown?
It meant a lot. I think that when I came here 3 years ago, it was a good start to my career, a good opportunity to play a lot more, and Cleveland gave me that first opportunity, and with the new staff, new coaches, new personnel coming in, it was important for me to come back and for them to have that confidence and faith in me to be here.
When you had the opportunity to talk to head coach Rob Chudzinski, what did you take away from that conversation?
I took away that, you know, winning was very important. For any coach, it's really important, but I think that they're really trying to make a conscientious effort of doing the little things right and letting us just relax, go play, focus, and, you know, making a lot of changes around the building to give us a better opportunity to play and to play well.
You work with the new strength and conditioning coach in Brad Rowe. What does he have you guys working on now?
Coach Rowe has us working on everything. If you came in here not in shape, you know, he definitely knows. So it's definitely good training for us, good opportunity, and good team building stuff that, you know, we as a group, everybody has to pull their own weight. And that's been very important going into it. And hopefully, you know, we can do a nice job, and, you know, as we progress through this first phase of the offseason program.
Now, during this time of the year, what do you like to focus in on?
Well, with the new staff, you want to really take your time and learn the offense, but also do your best to get in shape because we have that voluntary mini camp coming up and OTAs. And with the new staff, we have more opportunities to do things. So make sure you're in great shape and make sure, you know, you're a sponge. Be ready to absorb everything and learn everything and take everything in stride.
Your new position coach, John Settle, he's no stranger to the gridiron. What's it like working with him? He's a former player. How does that help you out?
It helps. You know, he does a nice job, as for starters, you know, explaining things to us. And it is a new offense, like I said. So, you know, coming in, we come in the mornings and chat with him, meet with him, and meet with the other coaches to get a better feel of how this offense works and the different concepts. So far it's been good.
And with all the lessons that you learned throughout your career, what are some of the things that you can bring you moving forward?
I would just say my versatility, the ability to play different spots, whether it be running back or receiver or what have you. And just, you know, that combined with special teams to give me an opportunity to get on the field and, you know, hopefully create mismatches and create opportunities for our offense to succeed.
And just overall, Chris, with the 2013 offseason program underway, just talk about how important this time is for the team.
Extremely. Not only is it team building, but it's an opportunity for us to come together, learn a new offense, and to move forward and grow. I think that, you know, this will be third year for a lot of us younger players together. And so for us, it's important for us to take that next step towards winning our division. Vision and then whatever happens after that.
Well, Chris, thank you for your time. I look forward to catching up with you later on.
Thank you, guys. Take it easy.
Back to you, Vic.
All right. Thank you, Jameer, and thank you, Chris Obanaya. All right. You're going to meet one of the new assistant coaches for the Browns, Joe Cullen. He guides the defensive line. That is up next on this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to us here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
it just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Drives down the lane.
March is different. Why? That's why. So get some Bud Lights and hold on. There's no rationality, predictability, and monotony in March. Nope, there's none of this. But a whole lot of this.
Game's on the line. 3, 2, 1.
And people get gun-zone like...
What? Oh, no!
Yeah, because March breaks more hearts than February and fools more people than April. And for 31 days, it gets... March is nuts, but it's amazing. And we're all fans. Your best friend? Your pool cleaner? Aunt Shirley.
Woo-woo!
Anyone willing to travel halfway across the country, a giant cardboard face poster in one hand, Bud Light in the other. Only in March. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey guys, it's Hammer from The Really Big Show with big news about Golf Tech Brecksville opening on Monday, April 8th. It's located on Brecksville Road, right there in the Millside Shopping Center. And now there are four area Golf Tech locations in Northeast Ohio to serve you and help you improve your game. Get to their grand opening in Brecksville, April 8th for food, drinks, contests, and they've got prizes as well. Plus your chance to win a free lesson plan from Golf Tech. Locations East, West, Canton, and now in Brecksville. Get to golftech.com. That's GOLFTEC.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment, it too, driven by Liberty Ford. Pleased to be joined right now by Joe Cullen, the new defensive line coach for the Browns. And Joe, welcome to your first appearance on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Well, shoot, it's great to be part of a great organization, and I appreciate you having me on.
So let's start with this. You bring 23 years of coaching to this team, and I think the first place to start, because it's kind of unique, going into a new defensive scheme, this 3-4 scheme, from the standpoint of you as a D-line coach, how does that impact and how does that sort of set up exactly how you'll go about your job?
Well, first of all, I'm really excited to be part of Coach Jedzinski's first staff and obviously having the opportunity to work with some great coaches. Ray Horton has brought his aggressive style and attacking 3-4 scheme to Cleveland. And how that will fit in is I'll be responsible for the interior three guys, the defensive line. And basically, you know, football is football. Whether you're 4-3, 3-4, we're going to want to be an attack in front. We're going to want to play with great technique, pad level, and be disruptive in both the run game and the pass game. So I'm excited to be part of a new scheme.
And, again, you bring this background that includes work at the collegiate level, UMass, Richmond, Louisiana State. So you go down like Indiana, Memphis. You've had a lot of experience, Illinois, prior to working for the Lions, and then you spent the last three seasons with the Jaguars. But tell me some of the biggest influences on your career through coaching, through all these years that you're bringing to the Browns.
Well, you know, in terms of, you know, getting into coaching, I started at my alma mater, University of Massachusetts, and I would say the biggest influence was my college head coach and the guy that recruited me, Jim Reed. He hired me the day I graduated. I coached running backs my first year coaching, and I thought he was crazy to do that since I was a nose tackle. And shoot, we were 10-0-1. I thought it was easy, and then he put me back to where I felt comfortable. We started off 0-3. So, but no, he was a big influence in terms of how I approached the game of football from a standpoint of one, high energy, attention to detail, the work ethic, and I worked for him. I was privileged to work for him for 9 years. I followed him to the University of Richmond. He hired me as his defensive coordinator, and then I would say Jim Reed would be one of the first influences. Then I had an opportunity to work for Jerry DiNardo at two stops at LSU and Indiana University. Jerry was, again, a big influence in me and my coaching style. And then I would say I met two coaches, Rod Marinelli and John Kierlink, that really were influential in terms of my development as a defensive line coach throughout the years. And, you know, I was privileged to work for Rod for 3 years, and he was a big influence. And John coached here, and I got to know both of those guys probably in the mid-90s when Jim Reed was the defensive coordinator at Boston College. He went to Minnesota. Dan Henning sent them there and learned a scheme that Tony Dungy, John Kierlink, and Monty Kiffin were all running at Minnesota. So we've been familiar with those type of schemes since then.
What's it all about when you look at the group that you work with, the defensive linemen, and here with a team that's focused on the 3-4, you're focused on those interior people. There's a division of duties, obviously, coaching outside linebackers. There's an inside linebackers coach, so it's pretty specific in that regard. But give me a sense of what it is that philosophically that you're, and I know it's coming from Ray Horton as the defensive coordinator, it's a collective thing, but is articulated as best you can what it is you're trying to get these guys to do.
Well, I think, like anything, the first thing we want to make sure that these guys do is that, one, they're going to be the, anywhere I've been, whether it be college or the National Football League, they're going to be the face of the team or the franchise. And so with that comes a lot of responsibility. They're going to have to work harder than anybody. And, you know, we have a saying, it all starts up front. And so those guys have to understand there's a work ethic that comes with that. There's a preparation work ethic in terms of in the classroom that they have to be great at. But the biggest thing is we want to be known as a unit that's going to be physical, that's going to be dominant against the run, and then when it's time to get after the quarterback, when Ray's not calling pressure, you know, we have to find a way to get pressure with the interior defensive line.
You spent time with the Detroit Lions, your first NFL coaching job, 2006 to the 2008 seasons, and worked with some pretty good players, one being Cliff Averill, who led rookies in sacks while he was there, six, forced fumbles with four, both in 2008. And it tells me something. I'm sure that, first of all, the player has the talent, but it tells me something about you, the influence that you had, and of course, Rod Marinelli also being part of this, that you got this young, talented guy up to speed and delivering right away.
Well, it's like anything, you know, as coaches, we always talk, Coach Baker and I always talk, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're a defensive line coach and you pick someone in a high draft pick, you really would like to have those guys have some time to develop. Sometimes they get thrown into the fire. Going back to Cliff, Cliff was a guy we had thought of very highly. In fact, we had him high on our board. We drafted him in the third round. But we had some injuries at the defensive end position, so he had to get thrown into the fire. But he was a guy that was really willing, had the qualities that you look for, the explosiveness, the suddenness, change of direction. He had the fight. And then he was really good to work with. And part of our jobs as coaches is, you know, they're going to be on the roster. Anybody can play at any given time. So those are some of the things that, you know, Cliff made it easy to. He was real easy to work with. But that's what we do. We develop guys, and whether they're a rookie coming in or whether they're a veteran that you get off the free agent market, I mean, they have to be ready to go.
And the last three seasons with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and you had some formidable players there. Tyson Alualu, the 10th overall pick of the draft in 2010, making the 48 starts that he had and leading the club in sacks last season. It had to be fun coaching a kid like that, who I know people were pretty excited about when he came into the draft.
Well, I'll tell you what, now Tyson's as great as they come. He has a great work ethic. Two, he does all of his talking with his play. And, you know, sometimes when you take a player that high, the first thing they want is double-digit sacks. Well, Tyson's a guy that, I did this study last year, Vic, when I had to speak to a group. There was 30 defensive tackles taken in the top 10 in the last 20 years. There was only four that started 32 consecutive games. He was one of four. There was only two that had double-digit sacks. Coach Baker had one up in Minnesota. He's still playing. And the other one was Sue in Detroit. Tyson was like seventh on that list with combined sacks his first 2 years. He's a steady guy, a willing guy, but he's disruptive in the run game. And, you know, we made great strides 2 years ago. We went from 28th to 5th in total defense. We went from 30th to 5th in yards per carry. He was the main reason, because he was really good inside, disrupting in the run game. And he is a guy that one-on-one, he can be disruptive getting after the quarterback.
Joe Cullen, the defensive line coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So what is this like, this time period where you've got players in the building? They're all here. It's called the start of this off-season program. This team gets a head start on it because Rob Chudzinski's a first-year head coach. You don't get them on the field, but what are you able to do with them under the rules of the CBA, and what are some of the things you are doing with them?
Well, you know, part of the, you know, being a new staff, you are allowed a couple extra weeks of the guys coming in. The first thing they're here is to get acquainted with our strength and conditioning staff. Coach Rowe and his staff have done a great job, and they're here to get in shape and work out, but also have a chance to listen to Coach Chudzinski and both the coordinators, Ray and Coach Turner, in terms of how we're going to implement our schemes and get a slower pace where it's not rushed. You know, you have to come back from a mini camp where you get a couple extra weeks, and it's at a pace where each individual coach has time to work with their guys in a little bit more of a relaxed setting than you would, you know, in terms of getting ready for camp. So it's a great time of year to get better in terms of your overall technique, get better in the classroom, and get better conditioning-wise.
And it has to be, I'm sure, exciting for you, the prospect of working with a lot of the young people that form this group. I mean, players that were drafted last year, Billy Winn, John Hughes, to have a Phil Taylor only 2 years into it, I guess he'll be going into his third season, but still a pretty young guy. Ataba Rubin, accomplished in his own right. Jabal Sheard, another young guy going into year three, although he moves to the outside linebacker. But it's a group that has been young and I guess only has upside, only has room to grow.
No question. One of the things that excited me when coach brought me here was the group that I was going to be working with. I mean, John and Billy did a great job last year. I know scouting them and last year's draft, getting ready to work them out and see how they've developed. They got thrown into the fire early because of injuries and really did a great job, and that's only going to help this year. And then to have two guys like Phil Taylor, I thought the world of him coming out of Baylor, and he's played really well. I know he had the injury last year, and Atuba. I mean, those are mainstays inside that are going to continue to get better, and they're really great for the organization. And then adding Desmond Bryan has been great, and then like you said, with Jabal going to the outside, and adding like a Paul Kruger to the outside, it's only going to get better.
Because it works together. I mean, it complements each other. What Coach Brian Baker is going to be doing with those outside guys relates to everything you're doing with the interior.
Oh, no question. And, you know, one of the things, you know, obviously, you know, we each have responsibilities. But come certain situations, I mean, Brian and I will be coaching all four, and it's going to be a lot of fun, but absolutely, the outside guys have to work with the inside guys, and the inside guys have to work with the outside guys.
And you coming into this as a guy who played the nose guard position when you were at UMass, you have an appreciation for that grunt work, for that tough and dirty work that the guy in the middle has to do. So as you and it's an important spot in any defense, but particularly one when you're talking about a 3-4, it's really kind of where the anchoring begins. As you look at who you have here, I mean, do you see the potential in, say, the Phil Taylors or the John Hugheses to be that kind of guy?
No, most definitely, Vic. You know, going back to my mentor, Jim Reed, you know, one of my influences, you know, he always talked about it starting up front, but more importantly, it started with the man in the middle, and we were a 3-4 team then, and he always put that onus on the nose tackle, the under tackle, the middle linebacker, and we have some great guys that are going to really be disruptive inside and anchor that middle of our defense for us, and Phil being one of them. Atuba could be one. He's done that. John, Billy, guys like that. And then, you know, Ish Kitchen did a great job last year in his role too as well.
Yeah, we can't leave him out of the discussion. You've got a lot of options with these guys, a lot of versatility.
No, most definitely. And like in the couple months I've been here, they all came in on their own, which when required of them, and had a chance to sit down with them, get to know them one-on-one, you know, non-football related. And then obviously they're all back here at 100% for a voluntary time here. That says a lot about them. And I think it's going to be a heck of a group to work with.
And you, and I'm sure the other coaches agree, have to be very excited about the chance to get everybody on the field. That comes, I think, in a couple of weeks when you finally can do the you know, something related to football, where an actual football is involved.
No, most definitely, Vic. You know, it's great to be in the classroom, great to be, you know, working with the guys and Brad and those guys, working with them in the weight room. But the real fun will obviously start when we get a chance to get out in the field and get them, you know, learning the scheme and learning the techniques that we're going to apply.
Joe, thanks so much for your time.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Joe Cullen, defensive line coach for the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Looking for the biggest, best sandwich with a big, meaty taste, sure to bowl you over? Then, people, welcome to the beyond belief taste of a Subway Italian BMT sub. Genoa salami, spicy pepperoni, and black forest ham nestled on your choice of freshly baked bread. All this bountiful goodness filled high with your favorite veggies. The big, meaty taste of a Subway Italian BMT sub. Only at a Subway restaurant. Beautiful. Subway. Eat fresh.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low.
See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Things change, people change, the weather changes, but the owners of Window Nation will never change. Hi, gang, Riz here in Window Nation, offering you the widest selection of windows, and not only do they tailor the windows to your home, they tailor them to your budget. They make it work for you. Truly getting the most window for your money with Window Nation. Call them today, 216-464-4141. Be confident you're working with the best. 216-464-4141. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live.
Baseball season is back. Your Akron Arrows are home tomorrow night for opening day at Canal Park against the Binghamton Mets. Come early for a free pregame block party outside the stadium, complete with fire breathers, jugglers, and stilt walkers. Plus, stick around after the game for a spectacular fireworks show. Great seats are still available. Call 800-97-ARROWS or buy your tickets online at akronarrows.com. Game time is 6:35 and the gates open at 5 tomorrow night. Akron Arrows baseball, it's a whole new ballgame.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East side, Richmond Town Square. West side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
Back in 1990, when I joined Herb in the booth, you could say that first game was when I became a lifelong Tribe fan. Something about Cleveland made us want to stay and call it our home, raise our family here. I can promise you one thing, home or on the road, I feel what you folks feel.
Oh, what a ball game!
What you feel every game. Cleveland fans are passionate and pretty vocal.
And this place uproaring!
I respect that. This is our team. This is our town. This is a Tribe town.
Pittsburgh International Airport is celebrating year 5 of nonstop Pittsburgh to Paris on Delta Airlines. If you've taken this flight, thanks. You've helped us reach this milestone. If you've not, join the celebration. Book today. Click Save Fly.
Try something different for breakfast, like Panera's roasted turkey breakfast sandwich with sun-dried tomato pesto and a freshly cracked egg. Panera Bread. Live consciously. Eat deliciously.
Vic Carucci with you. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's go to our Facebook, Twitter questions, comments. Michelle from Facebook said the Browns picked up some more picks for Colt McCoy. Now let's do something with that. I'm so excited for this season to start. I'm already anticipating the year go Brownies. Yeah, as we talked about during the show, earlier in the show with Jim Donovan, this is it's a cliche win-win, okay, because you want to, especially involving a guy who's popular, okay, it was good for him, yes, gets on a team that values him as a backup, a team that is in competitively a better place based on the fact that they just played in the Super Bowl, and he's backing up a young quarterback, so does he have opportunities to play? We don't know, but what the team got for him to just get anything for McCoy, frankly, and there's, it's modest in terms of where they are, where the picks land, but it's not modest when you look at the collective total of picks now that it restore. I mean, it gives you more capital. It just gives you more to work with to do some dealing or just pick players. You can find any place in the draft, especially in those lower rounds, you can find some strong contributors. You can't rule out starters coming from those roles, and you certainly should expect, at the very least, good special teamers, good contributors. Mark from Facebook on the McCoy topic says, McCoy doesn't fit into the offensive scheme of North Turner. Turner's game is too vertical for McCoy, as well as Shermer. They could have gotten more than a fifth and seventh pick for him, seventh round pick for him, though. The 49ers will win the Super Bowl with Phil Dawson now. He was their missing piece. Cleveland better learn how to score points because they lost their biggest points scorer. Well, they did lose a big point scorer, and that's the sad reality of that. That's I'm I that's the one part of this thing you don't take pride in. You take pride of having pride in having a Phil Dawson reliability and all the good things that he did as a kicker and as a person, as a contributor. But I think the best thing that can happen, and it's not because of this move, it's because of the other moves that have been made to make this team better offensively through coaching, through improvements there, and whatever else happens via draft, any other additions that are made. This is clearly a off-season honed by defense. So, all right, we want to thank Joe Cullen for being on the show and Jim Donovan. Want to thank Jameer Howerton and Chris Obanaya. Want to thank Drew Boatner. Want to thank Joe Meadows. And we want to thank, who else? Lauren Whitaker and my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.